Homelessness has been an ongoing issue on the Gold Coast, but could it be that some of our rough sleepers are turning down opportunities to find shelter? It seems to be the view of the Queenslander Housing Minister, Sam O'Connor. However, the situation is more complex than just finding shelter. The Wise contributor from The Source News, Josh Gorman, reports.
How could you cope living on the streets not knowing where you could sleep? Homelessness has been rising in media coverage, but many don't understand how difficult it is to find shelter and safety. This rise in homelessness has brought to light the increasing amount of people living rough who have decided to set up tent cities and parks to create community and safety for each other. Michael has experienced homelessness on the Gold Coast for almost 20 years, and the tents that were good for community and shelter have been forcibly removed by the Gold Coast City Council.
What's happened is that the council now is exposed to this task. It's these badges and uniforms with unit standard point badges. I'm about to make my own little syndicate for unit standard point today. And they've come in and taken our stuff. Long story short, I kept going and I said, I don't know where to go. It's illegal to go anywhere. So I can't leave this park because I need you to tell me where to go. If it's legal, I'm not moving.
When speaking to Michael, it was clear that the conditions on the streets weren't the best, but he valued the friendships and community he had.
Friendships and fellowships everywhere.
Yeah.
You get choices on what you want to do for the day. We're lucky enough to be on the Gold Coast, so there's tourism, so you can always talk to new people. It's good. It's good to have support and when you're going through trouble.
But on the other hand, building owners and council had made things harder by taking away access to things such as PowerPoints.
It's impossible. Even they just don't like it. It's killing tourism because they're taking every PowerPoint out of rural malls just to stop that maybe happening.
Queensland Minister for Housing Sam O'Connor says emergency accommodation and services are offered regularly and a good portion of rough sleepers do accept this help.
There's a whole range of complexities that people experiencing homelessness have, but there is help available, and we would want more than what we're getting to engage. We get about a 50% success rate, but we'll be out there and we'll keep doing it because it's our role, and we want to make sure that the people who will engage are able to have those pathways into longer-term tenancies.
Mr. O'Connor says, although homelessness is a complex issue, the public informing services is essential for them to offer better support.
We need to get that through to us so that we can action that and we can get our outreach teams out there. We've got specialist homelessness services as well that we fund to do the out-of-hours outreach. They do a fantastic job and they act on the information that we're provided, and we need to have that information coming in. It's really valuable and we appreciate it whenever people reach out and let us know what's happening.
He does, however, reiterate that the Gold Coast City Council is in charge of these parks.
We need to know that people are in these areas. We have a homelessness hotline that we run 24 hours a day. You can let the council know as well, because if they're in one of these parks, then that is ultimately council's land, and it's a responsibility of theirs to take the action that they feel is right.
Although Mr. O'Connor says there's work being done to address the issue of rough sleeping, Shadow Housing Minister Megan Scanlon disagrees. Ms. Scanlon thinks changes to legislation has made it harder for people to receive support.
I think a number of the changes that Queensland Government have brought in have made it more difficult for people to get access to sort of hotel, motel, emergency crisis accommodation. Different people call it something different, but basically it was a dedicated fund that used to exist that was available for specialist homeless services to offer people who were sleeping rough emergency accommodation for however long they needed it, was the previous government's policy.
Ms. Scanlon also highlights changes to eligibility have cut people out like Michael from receiving support.
Unfortunately, the new government has come in and made a whole range of changes that just cut a number of people out, basically. So that one of the changes was saying that people have to be on the social housing register. Now, there can be a range of reasons why someone might not be on the register. And to be honest, that register, the eligibility criteria, hasn't been updated in nearly 20 years. When I was the minister, we committed to reviewing that because it should be lifted, I think, in line with, you know, today's modern income standards. Even though they might be in their tent tonight, they might not then be eligible for emergency housing either.
Another major issue with the changes to the new laws is the addition of citizenship requirements, which I mentioned to Ms. Scanlon when I told her about Michael's story.
That's another change they've made to the immediate housing response guidelines, that you have to be a citizen. And if you're not a citizen, obviously you're not eligible in most cases for social housing either. So there would be multiple grounds that person would be knocked out from getting emergency accommodation. There are a lot of Kiwis living on the Gold Coast in particular who do access some services, but this, you know, some of these, as I said, changes have made it really difficult for people to get basic shelter.
It's clear that homelessness is an extremely complex issue, but with more support, we can make a difference.
The Source News, Josh Gorman with the report.